Yeah, so, you know, one of the main things that that was put on my plate, you know, a few weeks ago when I was hired was the lease revision process, and we're well entrenched in it right now, but I needed some more time just personally to be able to get my hands around what's been done, what we're doing, and just to look at things, not to delay for delay purposes, but to try to do it the best that we can. So what we're proposing is to give a new schedule, which will be primarily similar to where we're at now, but to give you a new schedule to be approved at next month's meeting.
And also, from what I understand, we won't be reviewing any of the articles or sections today, but we'll resume it next meeting. Is that right?
We will not be reviewing them today.
Right. But you're not sure about next
I am not quite sure if we will be reviewing them. There will probably be some to review next month. I know that we will have a new schedule for you that outlines and has everything in it. I just don't know exactly whether or not we are going to be reviewing provisions next month. Okay. But it's likely.
All right. Is this explanation sufficient to address what we had previously approved, considering the schedule and agenda, or do we need to do something to address that?
I don't believe it. I think that there is a there's a need for a motion to authorize basically pushing this. But beyond that, I in light of the fact that we had some set schedules before, beyond that, I don't think any action is necessary. And the Attorney General's office would support this request.
So I guess I'd like to entertain a motion to defer or at least
let me make a motion.
Okay, go ahead.
My motion would be to that the Assistant Secretary come forth at the next meeting with a revised schedule to review the entire lease process. But I want a caveat. under the old process that we looked at, and so I'm going to explain my caveat, but I'm serious. I mean, I think that should be the process we follow, and that is that the next meeting you come forward with your schedule of reviewing the lease so that we can keep it on track. But my caveat would be this, and it's not part of the motion. My caveat would be this. In the last schedule, something that's very interesting to me is the issue of deep rights, and that was pushed way back at the bottom of the process. And so I would ask that, because that is going to be one of extreme interest to many of us on this board, that not be left to last. Because what happens when you get to the last phase of this process, you know, the horse is almost out the barn and there's not enough time or the will to really explore this. So my personal request would be to not place deep rights at the very end of the process of evaluation. That's my caveat. But I'd ask for a second to the motion that you come forward with, that the Assistant Secretary come forward with a new scheduled to review the lease.
All right. Mr. Hack has made a motion concerning that schedule of the reviews of the lease and approval. Do I have a second?
I'll second that. I think we owe this gentleman every common courtesy to give him the time
right.
to digest the process and get up to speed. So,
great.
Seconded
by Mr. Watkins. Any other questions or discussion or public comment? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye. All opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion carries. I believe now we're
docket.
Yeah, the docket review.
Under Category A state agency leases, we're going to recommend that the board approve items 1 and 2. For Category B state lease transfers, approve items 1 through 9. Under Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, State Agency Lease Transfers, there are no items appearing in that category for today. Category D, Advertised Proposals, approve items 1 through 9, and that will complete the report.
Any questions or discussion on the docket review report? If not, do I have a motion to accept the docket review? Moved by Mr. Hikes, second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any public comment? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, signify by saying nay. The motion carries. Item 6 is the executive session items, A through G,
7 items.
Yes.
6, A through G. A is a discussion regarding the suit entitled BHP versus Ernest H. Turner, docket number 1456472, 26 JTC in Bossier Parish, Louisiana. B is a discussion regarding the suit entitled Hillcore Energy versus State, docket number 60827, 25th JDC, Blackmans Parish, Louisiana. Item C is a discussion of the State Mineral and Energy Board's demand caption liquidated damage assessment, Prometheus Development, Inc., state lease number 17339. Item D is a discussion of the State Mineral and Energy Board demand caption liquidated damage assessment, Sealy Energy Resources, LLC, state lease number 17126, 17734, 18245, and 18276. E is a discussion regarding settlement of outstanding audit issues with Chevron Texaco, Texaco E&P, Inc., and Unical. F is a discussion regarding negotiations to settle outstanding audit issues with Tana Exploration Company, LLC. And finally, G is a technical briefing of the bids.
All right. Do I have a motion to go into executive session so we can handle these items, A through G? Motion by Mr. Watkins, second by Ms. Michaud Dugas. Any public comment on that? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye. All opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion carries. We'll be in executive session momentarily. We'll be back very shortly. Thank you.
I understand. I guess I would too, huh? Two of my grandsons. Craig's younger brother. His younger brother. And another grandson. One is 12, one is 10. I went to this Dixie basketball game. Dodeen.
Going okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. A camp that.
Yeah.
there right now. I'm going to pick them up Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, I have 11:30.
Okay.
If they walk on the grass, they got to do push-ups. Get up at like 6:30. I mean,
you're going for good.
I know it's real.
Okay.
They play. They get up. They eat breakfast.
I wasn't gonna make that announcement.
Play.
Right. Right.
You know, different types of.
Just do
afternoon. Noon. Back to their room for 30 minutes to rest. There's another basketball session. They play all afternoon. They come home. They come back. Eat supper. They go back and play again.
All right, are we ready to reconvene? I think Miss Misha Dugas got a run for a meeting so early, so she'll be leaving us, but we still have a quorum. So I'd like to entertain a motion to come out of executive session. Moved by Mr. Hollinshead, second by Secretary Harris. All in favor, signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We're back in regular session. I believe we'll handle the executive session items. Mr. Seidelman.
Thank you. Okay, so executive session item A, the BHP versus Ernest Turner, docket number 145647, 26th JDC, Bossier Parish. The Attorney General's office is asking for authority to negotiate a potential settlement with some of the opposing parties in that case as discussed in executive session.
Right. We can take them one by one. So,
yeah, I think we're done.
I'd like to entertain them. Is there any? There's no discussion. So, is there a motion to accept staff's recommendation? Moved by Mr. Hike, second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Signify by saying aye. All opposed? Signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Second one.
B is Hillcorp Energy versus State, docket number 60827, 25th JDC, Plaquemines Parish. The Attorney General's office has asked for authority to propose a settlement offer to the private party, Louisiana Fruit, in that case. And we would ask for your authority to do so pursuant to the discussions in executive session.
All right. We have a motion by Ms. LeBlanc to accept the staff's recommendation, second by Mr. Hike. Any public comment? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion carries. Item C.
Item C is the former demand of this board to Prometheus Development regarding state lease number 17339. We've had no meaningful response from Prometheus to that demand, and the Attorney General's office is seeking authority now from this board to file suit against Prometheus for enforcement of the liquidated damage assessment.
Do I have a motion to accept staff's recommendation on item C? Yeah. Moved by Mr. Hike, seconded by Mr. Watkins. Any public comment? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Motion carries. D?
D is similar. It is, there was previous demand by this board on Sealy Energy Resources, LLC, for liquidated damage assessments on state lease numbers 17126, 17734, 18245, and 18276. We've had no response to that demand, and the Attorney General's office is seeking authority to file suit against Sealy to enforce those assessments.
All right. Do you have a motion to accept staff's recommendation? Moved by Mr. Hike, second by Mr. Watkins. Any public comment? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, signify by saying nay. Item carries. Motion carries. E?
All right. E, as noted, is a discussion regarding settlement of outstanding audit issues with Chevron Texaco, Texaco E&P Incorporated, and Unocal. Generally, this is just an update item, but this time we are asking for some authority here, and that is with regard only to Unocal. And we are asking in that regard for authority of this board to enter into a settlement on the principle only as discussed in executive session, with the other particulars as discussed in executive session. Sorry.
All right. We have a recommendation by the staff for item F. So E, I'm sorry. Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation? Mr. Hike moves. Mr. Watkins seconds. Any public comment? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye. All opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion carries. F.
Finally, F was a discussion regarding negotiations to settle outstanding audit issues with TANA Exploration Company, LLC. What the Attorney General and the Department are specifically asking for on this one is the authority to settle on the principle amount as discussed in executive session, with the specific exclusion of interest and penalties from that settlement. And those two latter issues are to be resolved on further investigation, analysis, and at a later date.
All right. Do I have a motion to accept staff's recommendation on the final item F by Mr. Hike, second by Mr. Watkins? Any public comment? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion carries. I believe those are all of our executive session items. Our technical briefing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Jason Talbot.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm here to give the recommendation on the bids today. We had 15 tracks with 15 bids, and we have only one single bid to reject, and that bid would be on track 44758 of Rovig Minerals, and we're recommending rejecting that bid based on insufficient consideration, and that same track be re-advertised in accordance with board policy. All other tracks are recommended to be accepted today.
All right. The staff has made a recommendation on those bids. Any questions or discussion? Do you have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation? Move by Mr. Hollinshead, second by Mr. Hike. Any public comment? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify by saying nay. The motion carries. Bids are awarded. Any new business?
Mr. Chairman, I do.
Mr. Hike.
I'd like to, I'm going to probably make two motions. The first motion I want to make is, I guess it's a request I would ask the board to go along with me, and that is a motion requiring the staff to forward the minutes of our board 2 weeks before the next meeting, if you understand what I'm saying. And basically, what occurs is, like the Monday before our Wednesday meeting or so, we get a whole bunch of information sent to us. You know, all of the preliminary reports, etc. And it's difficult to absorb all that. The one thing I would like to be able to do in advance of receiving all of that, all of those reports, is to be able to review the minutes. So in such a time that if there is some objection, that I might be able to timely draft my objection. Speaking to Ms. Suzanne, she says that should not be a problem. As I understand it, the minutes that are sent to us is a compilation of different staff members putting together the directives of what occurs at our meeting. So If I can have a second, I'd appreciate that. I think it would give us the opportunity to review those minutes well in advance of our pending meeting.
So it's not a problem getting them transcribed and out timely. Okay, so we'll need to add it to the agenda, then we'll need to vote on it. Because it's not a,
okay.
Okay, so you want to make a motion?
I make a motion that we add to the agenda that the minutes of each meeting be sent to us 2 weeks in advance of the next forthcoming meeting.
Right. Mr. Hike has made a motion to add an item to the agenda concerning receipt of the minutes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hollinshead.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The vote on this needs to be by roll call.
Okay. So can we have a roll call vote?
Roll call.
Yeah. And it has to be unanimous too, right? To add it to the agenda?
I believe it does.
Yep.
Sure.
Yes.
Ms. LeBlanc? Yeah. Mr. Arnold? I'm here. Mr. Harris?
Yes.
Mr. Cordero?
Yes.
Ms. Michu Duga?
She left early.
Mr. Hyde?
Yes.
Mr. Hollinshead?
Yes.
Mr. Watkins?
Yes.
Great. I believe it's unanimous, so now we need to actually vote
on it. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Sorry. I may have interrupted you before, but I can't remember if you asked for public comment. So
oh, I did. I don't think I did.
And then you can go ahead and I think we needed to ask for public comment and I interrupted you and then we went ahead and voted. But I mean, I don't expect any problems with this, but
right,
I may want to throw it open now before you vote on the actual issue.
Do we have any public comment?
And done.
If not, the vote is unanimous. And so it carries as far as being put on the agenda. Now we need to approve Mr. Hike's item. So
I'll make that motion and ask everybody to vote for it so we can get on with it.
So Mr. Hike has made a motion to approve the item that's been added to the agenda. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hollinshead. Any public comment? Any other further discussion? If not, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify by saying nay.
Nay.
Motion carries.
I'd like to make another
second
attempt to expand the agenda.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, it has to do with, again, you know, please forgive me for being a procedural idiot, but I do have another idea, and that is it. I didn't quite understand why we have to open bids and listen to the bid openings and then recess and then wait an hour and then begin our mineral board meeting, and then we just kind of sitting around doing nothing. So in discussing that with members of the staff, I understood basically the reason for that, and that is that they have to evaluate the bids, and then they come forward with that before our meeting starts. I understand that. So my thought would be that, and as I understand it, it's been done like this in the past, that the bids are received, must be received by Tuesday noon before our Wednesday meeting. And in the past, what had occurred was that the bids were opened before and evaluated so that you don't have this hour delay, so that they could come before the board without, you know, with that information prior rather than having this hour delay. I realize it might be a, actually I'm not going to make the motion, but I'm going to make the suggestion that the assistant secretary take a look at this procedure and see if it would be more time efficient if in fact we went back to the way it was done before in the past, and that is opening the bids the Tuesday afternoon after the bids are received so that the board can act on those bids without the necessity of the hour delay. And so I'd ask that maybe at the next meeting he come forward with whether or not this would be a proper procedure that we should implement.
But would you
so
not
I'm not going to make a motion, I guess is what I'm saying.
Mr. Soderman, would you not have to have a public meeting that Tuesday afternoon?
It's my recollection, and the,
I don't
the
recall
procedure,
that type of procedure.
The procedure that Mr. Hike references predates me because it's always been done this way for the 13 years that I've been dealing with it. But it's my vague recollection that might require a statutory change, but we would be happy to work with the Assistant Secretary to evaluate that
okay.
question.
Thank you very much. That's basically where I just want to bring that to your attention, that maybe that'd be a more efficient way to conduct our business.
We can look. We'd be happy to look into it and to provide our recommendations to the Assistant Secretary, and then we can go from there.
All right. Great. Thank you. Any other new business items? If not, announcements?
Yeah, so the total amount of bonuses for today's lease sale is $1,712,568.80. And because this is the first lease sale of the new fiscal year, the year-to-date total is also that same amount.
Great. Thank you. On another note, announcement, he's not here today, but I was told that Mr. Arnold has been, Mr. Tom Arnold has been on this board for 20 years, so he reached his anniversary. Is it today? This month. So I guess he's out celebrating on this joyous occasion for him. So if you see him next meeting, you can congratulate him. So. Without any, one more announcement?
Yeah, there's online training that you guys and ladies have to complete before the end of the year, and I think Suzanne is going to email you guys with the information.
Is that the ethics training? And the what? Okay.
And just from one state worker to another, please, please, please get on this because they don't play around with it.
Right.
So do this. And just get it behind you.
Right. It's online. It takes 15 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
When's the date that it's due?
It's the end of the year.
I can't hear you.
The end of the year. December 31st.
Yeah, okay.
But we usually kind of talk about it in December a lot of times.
is that the sexual test that we got to do also?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Mr. Hike, it's not a sexual test, just to be clear on that.
I was hoping it was. What are you talking about?
You know, you may have just failed it, Mr. Hike. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I was smarter than that.
Find that.
I'm not going to tell you what I did.
Don't know. Find out if you have or not or haven't. All right. If there's no further announcements, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Hollinshead, second by Ms. LeBlanc. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much. We'll